What is up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here with a new episode of the Video Game Bang, and it is a good one. I know I say it every week, but I really mean it this time. Of course, Video Game Bang is brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Go to NerdReactor.com, check out our most recent article posts. We did a review on Dead Rising 3 for the PC, as well as some videos from Sac Anime. We were able to interview a few of the voice actors from Assassin's Creed, Cass Anvar and Amber Goldfarb, and Aaron did a special little video highlighting some of the cosplay. On this week's show, we have a new member to the VGB family. Her name is Macy Rose. She's a very popular cosplayer in the Sacramento area. She gives us some of her time to talk about the latest and greatest in gaming and technology news. If you want to check her out on the internet, you can find her on Instagram at Macy_Rose or on Twitter _Macy_Rose_. Don't ask me why. You can check us out at Video Game Bang on Twitter while you're there, and facebook.com/VideoGameBangBang. So much to talk about, so much to do, so much to see on this week's
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real. I don't get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizzas?
Where is the pizza?
The pizza is coming. That is how we lured our special guest of the show this
week.
Wow,
pizza?
Pizza and promises.
Works more often than you think.
Yeah, I would think so.
We have a special, special guest on the show today. But first, let's get some business taken care of. You're listening to, of course, Video Game Bang. We are brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? And you guys might, if you haven't already, go check out the weekend episode. We had a fantastic, very serious conversation brought to you by this man, the man in the pants, Aaron Carter.
Yeah, I'm not wearing anything.
You dress so generically.
It's for reasons, though.
Okay.
Are you a generic NPC?
That's one. And it's hard to identify me. So I can do anything.
That exactly. Is disturbing.
He was
biting my tongue.
Black guy in
20 something. Gray, you know, I don't.
Pants, blue jeans.
Turns out the perpetrator is actually a white dude.
So it'll be like 70 guys. 40s.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, they look for us anyway. Oh, it's a black guy between 3'12". you know.
Also on the show, returning as always, Alexander Van Bagsmith.
They won't let me leave. I'm trapped here. Help. Please help.
He's actually spent the night since the last show here.
Yeah. No. No work. I just can't leave. It's awful.
The beard is coming in a little slow. A little slow.
Actually, this is probably the best growth I've gotten in a while. It's only been, little over a week now?
And remind everybody why the beard is gone.
September beard. Me and some friends, we decided to shave our beards and start over in the month of September for donations towards prostate cancer research.
All right.
Wow.
You can donate like that's literally awesome. As little as a dollar all the way up to whatever you want.
And so if I give you a dollar, this will get there somehow.
Yeah, sure, I'll do it.
And remember,
I don't feel comforted.
Men,
by that.
Please.
I have before.
Over the age of 40 and younger if you feel like it. Get those fingers.
Up your butt.
Yeah.
I was going to say not your own, but you know, you're free to do what you want.
Hey,
I can't tell you how to
you
live.
Can. If women can check themselves, guys can check themselves, right?
I feel like that doesn't work the same.
Well, then I've been doing
do
it
you know,
for a long time.
Do you even know what you're looking for in there?
I don't know. Lumps?
Exactly. Exactly.
This is terrible. Which is a great segue to our newest guest.
Wow, really?
She is one of the hottest up-and-coming cosplayers in the Sacramento area. We met her at Wizard World Sacramento. She blew up on the internet. We're CosNation. She's big. She's got a giant banner on the front page.
I know. I saw that.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, they put her right smack dab right when you click the web address.
We've talked about her on the show before. Macy Rose, everybody.
Hello, everybody. everybody. Thank you guys for having me. You guys are awesome. And I'm so excited to be here.
We did not plan that music to stop when she started talking.
Yeah,
that
we did.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I know, right?
Macy, tell everybody a little about yourself. Yeah, tell us all the details.
Okay, well, I'm Macy Rose. I'm based out of Sacramento, and I just started cosplaying in March, and I started at Sacramento Wizard World, and I just had so much fun that I kept doing it, and I'm gathering fans and new friends, and so I just keep doing it. It's so much fun.
Wait, your first time cosplaying was at Wizard World?
And
wow,
you,
that's the first time we saw her.
Didn't you place in the tournament? Or not the tournament, like a Dragon Ball
Street Fighter tournament. They did have a tournament.
The World Fighters.
D&D. I did the costume contest, and I got an honorable mention from Vegas PG.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow, Vegas, that's Jerry's favorite.
Jerry's absolute favorite. Yeah. He has an unhealthy...
He stalks the crap out of her.
Oh.
And then you cosplayed at Sac Anime again. Was that your second time out then?
That was my fourth time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in between that, I went to Big Wow Comic Fest as Beth Green from The Walking Dead. And then I went to Stockton Con as Black Cat from Amazing Spider-Man. And then at Sac Anime, I was Misty and also Black Cat.
She's so excited. She's just punching the microphone.
Yeah.
I selected this lineup for this week's show. We have a lot of great news we're going to get to. More for the fact of the contrast between Macy and Alex. I think
not
just
you, I tell you that.
Yeah.
Well, I think between me and Aaron, like, we're pretty opposites, right?
Racially, yes.
Racially.
Marital status?
Yes.
Marital status?
Yeah, pretty opposite.
Likeability?
Yeah.
Wisdom?
Beard?
All on the positive side over here, though, I tell you that.
No, you lack a beard.
And then we have Macy wow. here. Okay. Young, has the world in her palm of her hand, 18 years old.
You're saying the contrast of him is
Alexander,
like old, he's like, dying.
He's 40, he's decrepit.
I'm not, well, I am kind of 40.
The world's
I'm not
behind
actually
40.
Him.
Yeah, his best,
I'm already bitter.
His best days are clearly behind him.
That's not probably true.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Drugs are hell of a drug, though.
They are.
I jest. So, obviously, the big news we got to talk about. We got to start the show off. 9/11's tomorrow, everybody.
That's the big news.
Well, when is this going up?
Tomorrow. Oh, so 9/11's today. 9/11
is today.
If you're listening,
do you want to do the moment of silence?
No.
All right, good. It's been long enough.
Now,
wow.
They found a Chinese ship under that building.
Really?
Cool. So it was the Chinese fault, huh?
Well, no.
What?
What?
So what are we talking about?
No, there was a Chinese trading ship in the earth underneath that building,
like
in
an
New
old,
York,
old,
like an old, old one. Like
what was on it?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't matter. The fact that it was,
it doesn't matter.
It's inland. How did it get there?
That's why it matters. What's on it?
This is stuff. Turning more and more into like National Treasure.
Like, yeah, I would be exploring the crap out of that thing.
Yeah, there's that.
That's exciting.
It's terrifying, really.
You heard it here first. 9/11 was an inside job to get to that
by
ship.
The Chinese. Well,
what's on that?
Doubloons.
No, the Chinese didn't do doubloons.
They stole doubloons from the people
why
that do
there,
do doubloons.
Oh, were they magical doubloons?
They were.
Why would there be pants in the ship?
Not pantaloons. Okay. Doubloons.
I'm curious, Macy, how old were you when 9/11 happened?
Elementary. I might have been like 5.
Wow.
How did it affect you?
Yeah, seriously.
Don't say such things.
I know.
I don't really remember it. I just remember, I think my mom got me out of school early because she was worried. But
we
that's
all were.
All I would remember.
Do you remember being like afraid to go to Walmarts?
No.
Well, Aaron,
no.
You were older.
Well, I still am afraid to go to Walmarts.
I was in high school, and I remember looking at it on the TV when I was on my way to school, and I was like, okay. And then when I got to school, then it kind of really hit me what actually happened. Because it was just like, I was in the whole, I got to go to school, you know, put on my clothes, backpack, and I'm out the door. But then when we got to school, that's when the teachers were like really showing, you know.
Well, everyone was watching it on TV at school.
Yeah, but the students.
I was late for my first period, and I got to walk in during that. Everyone was staring. I'm like, man, this sucks, guys. I'm going to sit here now.
They told us to go home early, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't get out early. Yeah. Yeah.
They said go home early, and because like literally, like I don't have family in New York. My brother's dad and grandparents, they all live in New York, and so we checked on them, of course, and made sure that everybody was, you know, all right. But my mom had just been there like 2 weeks before.
Ooh.
She was at the Twin Towers. She was taking pictures in front of it and everything. So she wanted my brother to see, you know, all of where his father lived and stuff.
She chose timing very well.
Very well.
One of some of the last pictures taken of it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I wonder
true.
If they'll sell for
it might be worth a quick buck.
Yeah.
Of course. Let's see how we could take one of the biggest American tragedies in our lifetimes and spin a couple bucks out of
so
it.
So you're
right?
telling me you wouldn't sell a Holocaust uniform?
What's that have to do with anything? That wasn't our lifetime.
But
maybe
it's
yours.
It's a tragedy, though, isn't it? Yeah. It's the same thing, right?
That wasn't an American tragedy, though.
It's still a tragedy nonetheless.
No. The only tragedy is
on
American soil.
Wow, that's terrible.
The real big news in the gaming world, anyways, is Destiny just launched and to a huge success.
Wait.
Okay.
They posted a letter, a blog post, saying, hey, guys, we're going to hold off. You know, we're telling you to hold off on reviews for a while. Because the first day stuff may not be indicative of like how good this game really is. And I'm like, that's because it's an MMO and everyone's going to burn through it and then they're going to be done. So it showed a lack of faith, IMO.
They were just cautious. Not lack of faith. You know? They know how MMOs, like you just said, people can burn through them really quick. Like we burned through that shooter MMO that came out on the consoles real quick. The Defiance game.
Oh, burn through so bad.
That's not a game.
That's not a game. Really? We're going to go to this game. Again?
It's not a real game.
That is a game.
It's
but
a
it
cash
was just.
In.
It's not a MMO, I would say. It didn't
it
feel
was supposed
like one.
To be an MMO.
Yeah.
Macy, do you have this game yet?
Not yet. I'm kind of mad at it right now because I want to be able to play with people, and I hate that all the new Xbox One games are single player, so I'm waiting for PC, which hopefully doesn't take too long to get on PC.
All right, that was Macy Rose,
what,
this is her last
hold
time
hold
on the
show. What consoles do you have?
I have an Xbox One.
Okay.
But I
good
just
choice.
I like playing with people, like my boyfriend or something, so I don't like single player games that much.
Like her already.
It's hard to play alone. Yeah, I recently joined the PC Master Race, so.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
Wow.
All right.
There you go.
That makes two of us.
The new generation.
I just literally downloaded the FIFA 11, or FIFA, excuse me.
FIFA 15. 11.
You went back in time.
Yeah, I went back. I downloaded the FIFA 15 demo for the PC.
And
Real mud? I fell in love.
Real mud?
I fell in love.
Awkward man hugs?
A lot of them. But what the thing that I really, and it's just so stupid. After the game is over, you know how they show just quick highlights?
Yeah.
The highlights that the presentation for the highlights on this next FIFA that's coming up are just like incredible. Like they get you excited for what you just accomplished during the game. And I was like, this is amazing. Like I sat there and watched it loop just as many times as I could.
You could do the same thing with Mario Kart.
Yeah, but they don't have the commentating while it's doing the replays, which is crazy. Now they have like
we
commentating. Yeah, come on. I'm lazy. I want the computer to do it for me.
Destiny,
so I might have to get it.
Destiny's huge launch. They're reporting 500 million on
shipped, not sold.
Shipped.
Nice try.
You gotta throw shipped in there.
Really?
Gotta throw shipped in there.
Okay.
Don't try to give us that bullshit.
Yeah, because if you say like, oh, 500 million sold, which would just be incredible. Because
it is one of the highest
GTA
digital 5. Downloads, though.
That's GTA 5.
It is, right
I did mine digitally.
Good.
I got the I don't even remember the name of the pack, the $90 one. It came with the DLC, came with some. Damn! How convenient that just as you guys were grilling me,
grilling you,
it's
grilling.
Like I run the show or something.
Grilling and chilling.
Wow. Of course, Macy, you may not know this is what you plan. It's a very complicated game.
Many rules.
We'll let you go last so you can kind of get a feel for it. We're going to start with Alexander Van Bagsman.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Good Lord.
I got nothing.
If you're still listening.
I played a little bit of Dota. I still have Cookie Clicker going. I was going to dive into Evoland. Humble Bundle Store, or the Humble Stores, having end of summer deals right now. So I was able to pick up a couple of games pretty cheap on there. Evoland was one of them. One of them is, this is going to sound really dumb. It's a chemistry matching game or puzzle game type of thing. That looks pretty cool.
What is that?
Nerd!
Yeah.
Is it Rokobond or something like that?
What does this do? Explain it to me.
It's a game that you play, and you have elements, and you have to like move. You're like one of them, and you have to move them around so that they bond correctly, and you create the right particles. All right,
you're already throwing way too many words. Tell me as if I'm a guy who didn't pass chemistry.
It's a puzzle game.
Oh, cool.
So then use, really?
And Aaron Carter. Sir Aaron Carter, as he calls himself.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. It's going to get trending.
You haven't been knighted.
I've been knighted. Mm-mm. Yes, I have.
Not with the right sword.
Oh, that's terrible. I've been playing, like I said, FIFA 15 demo. Go get it now, everybody, while you can.
Because they're going to take it down.
Yeah, they actually exactly. are. No, they have a date between...
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said they're going to take it down.
Thanks, EA.
So, yeah, like I said, get it while you can. And in Smite, they actually updated Smite with a character. They took one character.
Is it the snake one?
Yeah, they took Ao Kuang and then just remapped him as a different deity. I just wrote the Smite down for it on Nerd Reactor. Go check that out. As Kukulkan.
Kukulkan?
Yeah, if you switch the L and the K in the middle of his name, it spells out Ku Klux Klan, which is just
you serious?
Weird.
Yes. Yeah.
No lie.
I like him already.
And that's just the weirdest thing. But no, he has the exact same move sets. They just changed the voice pack and his skin.
Oh, so they got rid of a Mighty Storm.
There's still a Mighty Storm, but he just does something different now.
Oh, okay.
He just says something different.
Wait, was he the little dragon-y dude?
Yes.
So with the wind?
Yes.
Oh.
They took him out. And they
Did
said
they nerf him yet?
No. He still has the same stats and
still
everything.
OP.
But the more that I play
clear?
This game, it feels closer and closer. Like they're moving closer to League of Legends. So now they have a weapon in there, like the static shiv, where it does the chain lightning after. Oh. Yeah.
That was in Dota first.
Well, it's feel like, okay, so if Dota was the, you know,
progenitor,
beginning.
Yeah.
Yes. Then it just feels like it's moving back that
direction.
Whoa.
You mean a MOBA is getting more like Dota?
Why would it... Why wouldn't it want to blaze its own path?
Why wouldn't it?
Yes.
Because there's a recipe that works, and why not cash in on that? Also, they have enough difference with the
They do with the third person. Yeah, they do. And it hasn't...
Also, the jungling seems pretty neat in that one. It's a little different.
It literally is a coin toss. You can suck bad... Or you can be great. There is no mid, like, oh, he was an all right jungle. No.
Well, no, that's true. Junglers, anyways. But I was saying, like, the paths and where they go and how it all contends together.
Everyone
look pretty
blames
neat.
The jungler. Macy, what have you been playing?
I've been playing ESO. Unfortunately, my subscription runs out tonight. And then a little bit of Borderlands 2 and a little bit of Pokemon Y. I just started it, so.
Why?
Why?
She's like, is that serious?
Why Pokemon Y?
Why?
Because it's the first three... Wait, do I even need to answer this?
No,
I don't need to.
He's not the host. Don't listen to him. Okay. He's just sad.
Are you really enjoying Elder Scrolls Online?
Yes, I am. I'm almost level 30, so I'm working my way up to max.
What is max?
50. Yes.
So, and there you have it, everybody. Facts.
Well, okay, because everybody who we've had on the show says negative things about ESO.
Really?
Give us a little bit of why you like it, then.
Well, I'm a sucker for RPGs, so, geez, there's so many good things. What are people saying bad about it?
For the people that aren't suckers for RPGs, they're saying that it kind of fell away from the original.
Okay, I do understand how they would say that, because there's some places in the game that are so not like the normal Elder Scrolls places. Like, and then they also have some animals that just don't belong. Like, they have, like, alligators. Like, real alligators. And they're even named alligators.
Oh, so you'd rather see a lot of mythical type
exactly.
of...
Exactly. It's I'm
fake.
I'm
you don't
want to
see a gazelle run through and, like, it's in Africa, guys.
To not be in the real world. And it's bringing realistic features that I don't want.
So you
and places, realistic places.
Taking you out of the fantasy?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So I do understand that people are saying. But other than that, I love it. I love the dungeons.
So if they added, like, horns to the alligators, would that be all right?
You call them hornigators.
Yeah.
I was going to say that, but it sounds dumb. Hornadiles?
Yeah, there you go. Way
Croco
cooler.
Horns?
Congratulations, you just came up with
that. Sounds like a Pokemon.
It does.
Croc-a-horn.
Croc-a-horn.
Corey?
Oh, thanks for asking.
I wasn't asking. I just said your name.
Oh, thanks. I'll take it as a sign of aggression and I'm angry. I've been playing Destiny. Lots of Destiny. Since I got it, it was the only game that's made me feel like calling in sick to work.
Have you played with other people?
Yes. It's finally...
Are you sure they're real people?
I'm positive.
Are they trolls?
This is the first game...
Have you not actually plugged it in and you're just staring at a wall pretending
no,
at how cool
this
it is?
No, this is real. This is real.
Are you sure?
It's the first game on the Xbox One that made me use the party system on Xbox. That's a terrible sign for the Xbox. But the party system is better from when the first time I tried it. I've been playing with a cousin of mine, Jake, friend of the show.
Jake's never been on the show, has he?
He's never been on the show.
He's never been on the show.
No, half his face don't work.
And he's your... Really?
Yeah.
Half his face don't work.
So you can't be on the radio.
Seriously?
Yeah, you didn't know?
No. Like, stroke?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't a stroke. It's called Bell's palsy.
Aww. Oh, yeah. That can come back, though.
Yeah, it's mostly back, but he still smiles funny.
Yeah, it'll take some time to, and you may never get 100%.
He's an awesome dude, and but it's got me back into multiplayer on the Xbox. Feels like the old days of just getting a giant party.
So are you
Javier?
Are you playing with randoms or just people you know?
You are scraping people the barrel.
Only people you know.
I've joined one random fire squad today.
Was it eight?
It was fun. Yeah, it was fine.
What about the random events?
I haven't caught any of those yet. They're not.
I point
not
to
very
the skies
common.
Because that's where the
as if one's
events.
Going to fall in the sky right now.
In Rift, they did have things coming out of the sky, and they were random events.
They have those in ESO.
Oh yeah,
did they come from the sky?
Yes, they do.
Then that's just where all random.
That's
events
how random events happen. Yeah.
Everything falls from the sky.
Till Jesus comes back.
random event.
That is a pretty random event.
Random event.
Destiny is awesome though. I'm still forming the little detailed opinions, but actually I'm relieved that I don't have to review this one after the huge long conversation we had because I'm just able to enjoy, and I've just put like about 10 hours into it.
You can be a lot less critical about
it. I don't have to worry about critical. Oh, the footsteps sound like this. Or, oh, this
all right,
this,
Tommy Tallarico.
Yeah.
This music clip should not have been played there. It's like just a complete enjoyment factor. And, I recommend it.
I watched a stream of it and I said, I've already done this, but thank you.
I had a coworker say it does feel like he could have waited.
Really?
Yeah.
See,
I'm going to wait so long that I'm going to forget, and then I'm never going to buy it.
He was like, he kind of likes the...
Well, with 500 million copies shipped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know this.
Man,
is
that means a lot to me. Physical media.
Well,
wait,
yeah.
Was it 500 million copies or was it $500 million? Because I think it was the money.
No,
it was copies shipped.
Copies shipped. Copies? Yeah. Okay.
That's a lot of copies.
On this one.
That's a lot of copies shipped, though. That's a little... come on. There's not 500 million people that have the Xbox One.
Are
sure they saying that? Combined with two systems?
No.
This
Xbox
isn't just
one.
Xbox. No,
so
this
then,
is,
yeah.
Yeah, this is
there's
all
There's not 500
the
million people with the Xbox One.
Yeah.
Will there ever be?
Yeah.
No.
Not in Japan, though. They hate the Xbox.
Well, there you go. So if it hits off in China, yes. India?
No, they it won't be the Xbox in China. It'll be something else. It'll be their state-sponsored one.
Wow.
Xbox today.
That tells you
that's
no,
Japanese
no fun allowed.
And racist.
This is $500 million, but we'll just move on.
That's fine.
Well, then
fact,
she's right.
We'll get the fact check.
$500 million.
Yeah, I think Macy was right, and she just made you both look dumb. EA working on wearable gaming technology that could be moved over to Apple Watch.
Hey, something that you can actually do with your Apple Watch.
Yeah, here we go. That's kind of the
you
thing.
You can tell time with your Apple Watch.
But it runs out of battery after about a day.
Yeah.
Do you really need to look at your watch that many times?
I'm saying it runs out of battery after one day. A watch stops doing its main function after one day.
Apple only officially announced its Apple Watch today, but EA has already ideas for the wearable technology. In an interview with CNET, they confirmed that the company's interest, Apple's new device, Gleevous, whoever just clicked on the thing covered the word I was trying to say. I swear I can read.
I don't believe
Aaron,
you.
Stop it.
I'm not clicking on anything.
It says Aaron Carter right
it
there.
It shows you. It'll show where my cursor is, but you have something highlighted.
We're giving you guys a glimpse behind the third wall here.
Fourth third wall? We only have wall. Two walls
fourth
now,
wall.
Everybody.
Fourth wall.
You know what?
Fifth wall.
Gleebau said that EA has two teams working on the wearable gaming technology and that some of its prototypes could easily work with the Apple Watch. He called out users unlocking content on the iPhone game using Apple's Watch for fitness tracking capabilities, just as an example.
Yeah, that sounds like so much fun.
They're so late to the party. Like, these smart watches, quote-unquote, have been out for a while, and they're just not popular.
Apple's always late to the party.
I almost
but
bought
they
a
do it better.
Watch. I almost bought a Pebble.
I heard the Pebble's actually really good. Well, Pebble Mark 2.
Yeah, almost one. And when it first was released,
nope.
But then I thought
Mark 2
you know,
is supposedly really good though.
Technology, of
What's
course.
What's it gonna do?
That- Literally, you know what I wanted it for?
What?
To change my music Bluetooth while I'm listening at work
and not have like a dongle you got to deal with.
Yeah, not
take
anything. My phone.
I'm a big fan of the dongle. I'm not gonna lie.
That's on you. I just
he doesn't like the dangle of the dongle.
I just wanted to
you don't like the dangle
right
of the
there.
Dongle.
My like I said before, I've said it on the show before. My cousin, engineer, smart guy. And he said he wanted a smartwatch, and I was like, why? And he was like, just so I can talk to people like this. And, like, raise his hand and look at his watch when he talks to
Power Ranger style?
Yeah.
That one is that cool, though, because you could look at messages without bringing out your phone. You could change the music on it. I do like that. Also, wasn't that that Samsung Gear VR thing? Wasn't the Marvel game
yep.
using a Gear?
Yeah.
The watch?
Was it?
Yes, yeah. It was.
It's going to take a lot more of those little cheap tricks to get me convinced. I just don't see it.
I'm not even wearing a watch right now.
How many people do? Look,
I used to wear a watch. I used to. I have two in my house.
I'll wear one if it had some type of like, you know, like
je ne sais quoi.
No, if they had those exercise things with it, you know, because like I just got back from training with my brother playing soccer, so you know, I don't know, heart rate monitor or
that's the main focus of the Apple.
Apps do that.
Samsung. Macy, we're gonna have to have this talk sooner or later.
Why?
Aaron is about twice your age. He is
twice.
Old.
Your math is terrible.
Aaron, you are old.
You don't look old.
He's like 100.
I age differently than I age very
differently. Not better, not worse, just different.
That's what I tell people whenever they're like, you don't look your age.
Aaron
like,
is the Benjamin Button of people. I don't know.
He's the time traveler's wife.
What games are they going to make for the watch? Like, what game would you play on a little watch unless it's like Peggle?
They have one.
What?
It's an arm wrestling monitor.
Whoa. That's not
Wait, are you
going to
arm wrestle the air?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Lonely people.
I read the title.
Okay.
You're going to do that? Game. You win.
Yay.
When you arm wrestle.
You lose. Oh.
Could just see maybe I have no idea an arm wrestling game does it gauge your strength somehow
maybe that's what it is
weird.
When your watch breaks because you lose they'll be like you lost
app
uninstalled
let's see we got introducing the Apple Watch Apple's press conference appeared to many just for the iPhone 6 but they also announced a new Apple Watch. This wearable device is customizable, allowing consumers to pick up on the wristbands. You can choose your own colors, whatever you want to do.
Wait. You skip past it. Three different type of wristbands.
Oh, okay.
Leather. For you cool people.
For you businessmen
Plastic.
Out there.
For you sexy people.
For the me's out
and
there.
And metal for the businessman.
For you rockers.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Metal, what?
100% business.
Yeah, that's business.
Really? It's business time.
I've never worn a watch, really. I have.
What?
I have a Star Wars watch
yeah,
that I got
from...
that's
not a real watch.
I got it from Burger King, like...
he's honest.
When I was 10. And it's still got battery.
Still
got the battery thing? Dead serious.
That's way more better than the Apple Watch.
Damn straight.
Way more better than anything like
than
out
any
now.
Watch,
yeah, like
actually.
Anything, yeah.
What is that made out of?
I don't know. Unobtainium.
Opens it up like plutonium inside.
This explains a lot.
Yeah, it does. Let's see. The screen is made out of sapphire, the second hardest transparent material next to the diamond, and can recognize the difference between touch or tap. Similar swipe functions to the Apple's iPhone and iPad devices will also be supported. And I'm going to make a bold prediction.
Do it.
That the next one, the only upgrade will be Retina display.
On the watch?
On the watch, yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Who the hell is doing this?
What? Wait, what?
No, not Retina scanner.
Not Retina scanner.
Retina is what they call their high resolution.
Oh.
So. It seems like more
me. Yeah, I'm like, what?
Aaron. Two-factor authentication.
Fill me in.
Fingerprint scanner and retina scanner.
Fingerprint, yes, because Steven even has his phone to where he can do the fingerprint scanner.
Yeah.
But the retina scan, no.
That'd be pretty sweet, though.
Nah.
It'll just cause that scene to happen in every movie where you get your eye pulled out so they can go through your phone.
Yeah, exactly.
What if you just made it shoot laser beams in people's eyes?
Ooh, now we're talking.
Like the movies where it just scans the... Yeah, that's stupid.
You're stupid.
Wow, that was late.
Only sometimes.
I don't know. The Apple thing didn't seem as big a deal. Well, actually, Alex, kind of, you hit it on the head. talk about.
Right now, they're being—they're just late to the game on everything. But their Apple 6 phone, iPhone 6 and it's iPhone 6 Plus. Whoa! apparently, it's basically like the Nexus 5. Same dimensions, which came out a year previous.
Yeah,
a lot of the same features and stuff like that. So Android's doing it faster. I will say, Apple does things with a better ecosystem because it's supported from the ground up by the company, period. So if it doesn't work, it will get fixed for all of the phones.
Isn't this the same thing you hate about consoles, though? Or
no.
Some of the same concepts?
Probably. I don't know.
Just interesting.
Well, that's because, you know, like Android has a whole bunch of different, you know.
Android built itself on being like
the it's open a do-it-yourself source. Thing. Yeah, it's open source and everything like that.
You can hack it.
Fine. That's the reason why people don't choose Linux. They use Windows because it works.
Tell that to my company. Linux is on every computer.
Well, it's really good for baseline stuff, though.
I think it's just cheap.
It ends up being more expensive for a lot of Linux stuff because you have to teach people how to use it.
No one learns. Anybody getting the iPhone 6?
Hell no.
I'm considering it.
Oh. I am too.
So actually, for the iPhone, I'm actually considering the 5S.
You know, Macy, you were perfect for the show. Like, so opposite. It just, I just don't understand you guys. We're going to fix you both.
Well, wow. I'm the unfixable. 4S, so I need to upgrade to something, and I'm in Apple Health. You know, I'm stuck in there. So...
He has the
4. I'm a gen behind that. I have an iPhone 4.
Wow.
Who is Siri? What does she do?
You don't have Siri yet?
No.
No,
I 4S will never.
Is the first one.
Yeah, 4 never gets Siri.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you Siri?
Us? Us?
Yes.
Well, we got a lot more show coming. We have more Macy Rose. We're going to have more Alexander Van Baxter.
I'm sorry.
More Aaron Carter. We're talking about Microsoft, and this is going to be a big... Oh my gosh.
Big kerfuffle?
This is going to be a kerfuffle because the next story is going to be about Microsoft's alleged offer to buy Mojang for $2
billion. Billion dollars.
Let's talk about the repercussions and what's going to happen. More on that after this break.
You elongate so much.
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Hello, Super Aaron. Hello, Princess Cory. It's me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia. You guys, number one. Woohoo!
Hey, what's up, dudes? This is Ace from Strife. Hey, head on over to strife.com. Grab yourself a beta key for some of our closed testing. And you know what? Tell them Ace sent you. And while you're at it, listen to the Video Game Bang podcast. Peace.
This is Janice Davis, author of Holder's Dominion, and you're listening to Video Game Bang with superstar, incredibly charming hosts.
And then she would like, wait for me.
I'd be like, don't leave me behind.
I guess she's like, because you finish quicker. And I'm like, well, after, I guess, I don't know.
That's one of the great mysteries in life. What are women doing in there for so long?
A lot of things.
I guess.
You're the only one that can answer.
I don't know if I want an answer.
Oh, okay.
Do we want an answer? Okay, basically, if you guys want to... We're talking about Aaron syncopating...
Syncopating?
Syncopating, really.
His pee schedule with his coworker.
Yeah, I do. I do, everybody. You should try it. If you're at work, get a pee buddy.
I don't want that.
I really don't either.
That's good. That's good, everybody.
There's only two urinals in the bathroom that I get to go to. One's tall and one's short.
There are three, so we have two tall.
Lucky dog.
We have two tall and then one
short.
Small one, right?
Yeah.
And
do you use the short one just cause sometimes?
Just cause.
Yep.
Just cause.
Yep.
To see if my accuracy is still dead on.
Ours actually has a bullseye on it.
That
a
would
little
be awesome.
Tiny one in there.
That would be awesome. Oh, yeah. We used to have a weird manager. He doesn't work there anymore. But one time he came in, and I remember I was in this. I was in the urinal. And then somebody else was
in it. I think you screwed it up, man.
I was using the urinal. Somebody else was using the urinal. And then the manager came in and he rubbed the guy's shoulder and was like, "How you doing?"
Oh.
Whoa.
And I was like, "Wow, that's like violation of every guy code in the world."
Yeah.
You don't touch the guy's shoulder while he's touching himself.
You have to be like really drunk to get away with that.
But he was not.
And are you sure?
I'm positive.
Really?
He was just a very awkward manager.
Clearly.
He didn't have social skills.
He touched a man on the shoulder.
Yeah, that's
in a bathroom.
Yeah.
And without being asked for
that's
it.
That's either one of two things. That's just being a complete idiot, not knowing what you're doing. Or two, he was like trying to, that might have been an offer of some sort.
Yeah.
Guarantee the funniest things will happen in the bathroom if you just stay in there long enough.
That is weird.
I was also in the urinal, quick story.
Why are you in it?
Yeah,
you need to
stay
out of the urinal.
And
it's dirty.
You might want to get in there once or twice just to figure out what you can discover.
It's a magical lad.
And one of my fellow employees next to me, he came and he began to use the urinal.
Oh, man, this better be fucking good.
And he farted.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, excuse me, sorry. And I was laughing. I was like, it's bathroom, dude. Relax. Like, I understand. I'm not going to be like, oh, what? Why, man? Why in all places would you do that here? So I was like, you know, it's cool. It's cool, man. Let loose.
I'm
free.
I do not communicate in the bathroom. I don't care.
No, I don't either.
I told all my friends, like, don't be offended. Like, if I'm on the way in,
why not?
You're on the way out.
Why not?
If we're not at the station, that's fine. It's eyes forward,
No. That's different because, like, even if I'm washing my hands and then they walk past and they're having a full-blown conversation with me while they're peeing or doing their thing, that's just weird to me.
That's really not that weird.
Yeah. It's weird to me. I don't like it.
My favorite is making the really dumb small talk. You're like, what a fucking day, right, man?
Mondays.
I don't get that. This is pissing me off.
Wow. Puns in the bathroom.
Oh, okay. Man.
All right.
I will punish
That's
you.
That's enough bathroom talk.
Yeah, please. We're going to move on. There's a report that Microsoft closes to a deal to purchase the Minecraft developer.
Closes in on a deal, does not close a deal.
It's closing in on it. They're saying...
it's a big difference.
This has been going on for a while. They're saying that
it
this
doesn't make sense
close
to
by the end of the week.
It doesn't make sense to me.
According to the Wall Street Journal, WSJ... Mojang is close to becoming a part of the same studio family as Rare, Lionhead, and 343 Studios. The newspaper claims that the deal could be worth nearly $2 billion and could be done within the week.
And this is the thing. Microsoft, they buy up, you know, potential huge game developers.
And they run them directly into the ground.
They kind of do with some of them. When they bought Rare, I was kind of excited. I was like, okay, so that means I'm sticking with Microsoft from now on because I love
what
Rare games.
What do you do with Rare?
Exactly.
Rare's gone.
Rare
now.
Rarely makes games. Exactly. Thank you for the.
Is it a rarity?
Laugh. It is a rarity. But they've killed off all the franchises that they built up. So the Perfect Dark, when that came out, they just ruined it. I haven't seen single tier. I haven't seen any. Actually, they were doing a lot for Nintendo, now that I think about it, Rare.
Yeah.
So they kind of...
That's the thing is... So Microsoft saw, hey, they're having success. Yeah. I want success. Let's buy it. And then the success doesn't happen.
And then hoping for a second success of a game. I don't see who this is benefiting. It's not benefiting either of them. Because then now Mojang is just limiting themselves to one platform. Do they really want to do that?
Yeah, they do. For the money,
they
do.
So?
Are they going to steal
Mojang?
It? Are they going to steal
Minecraft
from other
money,
platforms then?
I don't. That would be criminal.
Exactly.
No, they wouldn't do that. They've already
dumb.
They've already gotten bid with Sony for the Minecraft on their platform. So I mean,
and looking at the prospects of Mojang beyond Minecraft, I mean, besides the shed that maybe they do a Minecraft 2, that other game they came out with is
Scrolls.
Are you the only one who's actually played it?
Yeah, I've never even heard of it.
I've never played it.
I mean, it looked interesting, but
it looked neat. I heard it was kind of fun, but it's one of the things where like Minecraft is kind of fun, and then you make your fun out of it.
So you think Scrolls would be the same?
I think Scrolls was kind of like more of a game, and it didn't quite deliver because they've developed a game, but they didn't really do game development where like. Difficulty and balancing or anything like that, really?
Did Mojang get lucky here?
With Minecraft?
I mean with Minecraft.
No, that wasn't luck. I mean,
it was a solid.
Yeah. I mean, it's Legos. When they first started, it was just Legos.
I think
digital Legos.
I think what they did was brilliant. I really recall Mojang being one of the original pioneers of really listening to the community and really building a sense of community.
Well, it's because it was released in like pre-alpha.
Yeah, and the game was way different back then.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they completely listened to the community. Oh, yeah, we could add this. Like, built it based on the ideas of smarter people.
Well, they've also recently, they've been taking, people have been making mods, and they've been bringing that into the actual code base.
Oh, yeah.
And I think rewarding people for it, too.
Were you with us when me and Aaron played a bunch of the, on the Minecraft Realm? You can
on
just,
the lines, yeah.
On the line. You can go and you can shut your server down for a second and open up like event mini games that are these preloaded games.
Oh, yeah,
games
you guys
people,
talked about that.
Yeah.
It's really good, yeah.
It was fun.
Those are really good. I want to see them go a step further because I know people have done like full-blown adventures, you know, in Minecraft just using the vanilla. Like,
I know
what they've done. So.
But they want people to create stuff out of it. That's kind of what I'm harping on with their game not doing so well, is that other people made their game the game it is, really. And I'm not trying to take away from them, but they didn't make a game. And they're also supposed to be working on the space one or whatever, right?
A space version of Minecraft?
No, kind of. I don't know.
Might as well be.
It didn't really materialize.
A universe version of Minecraft? That'd be awesome.
Star Wars Minecraft.
They have one. Yeah. Star Made, yeah.
Oh, I mean, we did a video on that one.
Yeah,
me
I
and
Jared.
That the first time we played that, it was that for that like first time Minecraft type of feeling, like, oh, this is an expansive,
yeah,
you know, universe. And then the closer you get to new planets, I guess you call them planets, and they're like flat
like
on one side.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Has Notch made any statements about this or anything? Because
I saw a tweet and he said. Don't remember.
This seems very.
I think it seems very
un-Notch.
I don't think it is.
He's not.
Is he not the main guy?
No. I thought he held. Gave the reins over to the ginger
he's
guy.
He's still
the
CEO.
He's still involved.
He's still the head dude.
Let me check on that one.
Yeah.
Last time
up.
I checked, Notch was swimming in like a Scrooge McDuck money.
I remember he was one of the ones that really flipped out about the Twitch thing. I thought. I read some tweets. I don't know if he flipped out. Maybe that was overdramatic.
What is his real name?
Marcus Persson.
There we go.
So
I had a friend who was featured on Notch's blog once.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's chairman of the
board.
He's
no longer my friend.
Okay.
Yeah, he's chairman of the board.
Chairman of the board.
Chief executive officer is
CEO.
Carl Mena. No, that's...
It's someone
Carl,
else.
Yeah, it's Carl Mena. Yeah. There you go.
I saved it.
Yeah. Because I told you, he held it over to that ponytail guy. I can't remember what his name is. He's probably Carl, but or Vubway.
The deal would go
or Johan Mitzenson
some way to bolstering Microsoft's first party lineup for the Xbox One, which is notably thin at the moment. Minecraft has already sold more than 50 million copies across PC, iOS, Android, 360, PlayStation 3, Vita, Xbox One, and PS4. It remains to be seen if Microsoft will pull the version from the other platforms. This would seem to be a folly, given the fact that the game made 100 million just last year. Aaron reached out to Microsoft and Mojang, and there was no comment.
Yeah, they didn't tell me anything.
He shouted outside of his window.
And they, nothing
tell
came back.
Tell me your secret!
Bill Gates drove by,
just
throwing money at us. I don't know. I think it's, I don't know if I can condone this one as much as I could the Tomb
condone
Raider.
Condone it?
The Tomb Raider thing. Tomb Raider 1 made sense.
But that wasn't
a lot more sense.
Yeah. But that wasn't buying Ubisoft, right? That was just buying
It wasn't buying
the name.
Cryptic Studios.
Or Cryptic, yeah, yeah, it was just buying I thought Ubisoft made them for some reason. Or Tomb Raider for some reason.
Crystal Dynamics.
It was just buying Lara Croft or Lara Croft.
Who publishes it? Is it Ubi? I thought it was Ubi.
It might be.
So you're still right, Aaron.
That's
yeah, you're still technically right. But they just had an exclusivity. I don't really know what they got in store. I mean, if this includes like maybe all the merchandise too, because Minecraft is a conglomerate just about at this point.
It's a giant.
Point. It's more than a game. It's toys. I mean, it's everything. It's ridiculous. So,
well, like whose idea, first of all, in Microsoft was it to just be like, let's get that? I think they just probably saw a popular game and was like, let's snatch where it came from.
But that's,
that basic of an idea.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Like what they did with Rare?
Yes.
Me want.
Exactly, yeah. Like, what's next? What do you think they're going to go after next? Because I don't even see Sony snatching up. Like, Sony could have literally, who makes the Ratchet and Clank and the...
Insomniac?
Yeah, Insomniac. But what's the
Naughty
other?
Dog?
Naughty Dog. Do Sony own Naughty Dog?
They're published by SCEA.
Because it just seems like, and I can remember one of those developers saying, you know, they don't own us. We just like working with them a lot.
I want to say it was Naughty Dog.
So Sony doesn't seem to take the same trend as Microsoft, where they just, they have a good game company and then they just snatch them up and like, they're only making us. And I think it's kind of, I mean, not to, you know.
How much of a dick move would it be if they did pull all the titles?
It's like marriage.
Crazy.
This is, like, and this is, now stay with me when I say this.
I'm looking at
Corey. Aaron knows so much about marriage. No. Let's listen.
This is
up.
Just from my perspective on the outside. With guys, I should say.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just with Aaron's going to tell me how to live right now.
No, because you're not the... You're
tell me how to live my life.
I would say you're the exception, not the rule. I would say there's no rule. But anyway. exactly. So all this just matters.
I'm already disinvested in this story.
But no, so think about it. If you get locked down... to one thing, you've missed that kind of freedom of being able to do whatever you want.
Amen,
you know what I'm saying?
Amen, yep.
Wow.
Okay, grass is now, always greener.
So without locking down Naughty Dog, they can feel like, oh, we can make our games no matter, you know, what we do. We don't have to cater to Sony's type of thing. They don't own us. We can make the best game for you.
You don't own me.
So when you lock down somebody like Rare and you take away all that stuff that they did before on the 64, which was their hits, you know, the Conquer, which they can't do really now. And they've been saying they... you know, want to do and stuff like that. They had Reloaded, but that sucked. The Perfect Dark,
They made Donkey Kong 64.
They made Donkey Kong 64. They can't Donkey do Kong. That. So it's like, you're kind of, you know, pigeonholing them to certain stuff. And it's just like, they can't be that creative company that they were before. So,
I don't see what Microsoft offers Mojang that they don't have already. They have a big pile of money
Americans.
Already. They could make whatever game they want.
$2 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess $2 billion.
That's the thing, is the amount of money they have to give them is absolutely astronomical to make it, quote-unquote, worth it.
Yeah.
Because it's not. There's nothing, like you said, there's nothing to be gained.
Except, like, the thought of maybe a Minecraft 2... being some phenomenal breakthrough game that everyone's going to want and making it. But I don't see what Microsoft gives them that they couldn't already do to make whatever that next step is going to be by themselves.
It's not a thing.
Yeah.
Everyone was dead set on Google being the one to buy Twitch, and that ended up being incorrect.
Yeah, and Amazon swooped in there. We will cover this story as...
think Nintendo's going to swoop in there?
Becomes, maybe.
I think Nintendo's off in its own little world.
Yeah, it always
and
is.
Will always be, always has been. They hate the internet.
Yeah.
Let's just release a new 3DS that looks like a NES or SNES controller. Let's do that.
Ooh.
They did that.
Yeah, they did that already.
That's what they
it
did
It looks
already.
Pretty cool, though.
It looks cool.
Yeah, it looks cool.
And everyone's happy about it.
Next story. Microsoft says they're replacing abnormally noisy Xbox Ones. The folks behind Xbox say that they're offering replacements for the small number of customers, in quotes, affected by the noise issue that seems to have grown more prevalent after the Xbox One launched a number of few countries, including Japan, Portugal, and Greece earlier this month. Over the past few days, people have been taking to the web in various forums to complain about their Xbox Ones being abnormally loud. And so that's a pretty cool move, I guess. I mean, what else are you going
to
do?
Yeah, if you have any problems, you can go to Xbox support. I was going to literally go to Japan just to buy my Xbox One, but now that I've seen this, I will not.
Oh, really?
Actually, I'd recommend going to Greece, as their economy is terrible and it's cheap.
Well, now with noisy Xboxes, I'm not going to do it.
Well, you could. You could enjoy a nice, lovely vacation.
I could.
On the cheap.
Greece is beautiful.
There's some places in the cities you don't go to. Because you'll get killed.
The official statement says, this is from Microsoft, so if you have a noisy Xbox, here you go. We have heard that a small number of Xbox owners in some situations may hear a noise from a console that is too loud. While this noise does not affect the safety or functionality of the system, we're asking customers who believe they are experiencing this issue to contact Xbox support at leave it to the internet guy
it's like a vertical two
dots. Yeah, I was gonna say like vertical
dots, vertical dot, two,
whatever you call those,
two sideways vertical,
you know, when you're
lines.
Making a happy face. Yeah. And you have to put the eyes.
It's like the eyes of a smiley.
That thing. Oh man, go to support.xbox.com and request the customer service.
Actually, go to https://.
Shut up.
It's more secure.
Mm-hmm. Bang Bites, people.
Bang Bites, people.
So yep. Bang
more
Bites,
at 11.
For those that don't know,
oh,
those that are new
to
the show, are just headlines, basically.
So we're just going to go
those
through
are the
headlines.
Things I was lazy enough to not read the full article.
Read the headline. Thought it neat.
That seems cool. So I just copied and pasted on the show.
So we don't
notes.
Get to talk about him?
We do.
Okay.
But you're going to have to use more of your imagination than having full details like the other ones. There okay. we go.
Sunset Overdrive joins the Season Pass Club.
Bad
I hate
decision
it.
Right
I hate
there.
The Season Pass.
I've always hated.
What's the Season Pass?
Where you pay a certain amount of money and they give you all the DLC. So you save about $10.
It's like, we know you're going to buy all this shit anyway. So why don't, before we relaunch it, you give us like $30 and you'll get $40 worth of games.
Yes.
It's so fucked.
DLC.
For lack of a better word. It's literally... Yeah, you know you're going to buy it. Yeah, it doesn't matter what we do. You're still going to buy it. You love it.
It locks you into that like contract, basically.
The only thing I can say is that if you buy it, you're like, well, now I have to keep playing it when new DLC comes out. Which brings on the longevity of the game to you because you have to.
If I had known how much I would have played Fallout 3 when I first purchased it and I bought all the DLC and spent well over $100 on that game, I would have done something like this for that, you know.
Well,
but I don't see the future.
They released Goaties, so.
Yeah. But see, at the time, Fallout 3
did a Goatie.
They didn't really have a Goatie. Game of the Years when it first came out, what I'm saying. Think about what game had Game of the Year Elder Scrolls? Knights of the Nine and all that stuff wasn't even out yet. When they did Fallout 3?
Yeah,
I dedicated myself to the game, so
it was purchase regardless. So that's what I did with Fallout 3. I literally dedicated myself to that game.
I think Bethesda's one of the small exceptions to the rules. Like, I think when you get DLC from Bethesda, you usually get your money's worth.
But they're doing
definitely.
They're doing everything season pass now. Madden season pass.
Madden's always been
a season pass. Every Madden game is secretly a new season of the game.
Yeah.
I hate map packs. I can't stand that.
I hate map hacks, too.
Macy, have you ever gotten a season pass for any games?
No, I don't think so.
She's like, I'm not an idiot like you guys.
I've never done a season.
I would probably do it for certain games.
Which game would it take?
For Destiny.
Yeah.
I would do it for Destiny.
Did you score a touchdown or something?
Yeah.
I did it for Destiny.
Yeah, well, since I played the beta, I just know how much I love it. So I think I would do it for Destiny.
I did the one for Destiny because I just trust Bungie, guys. I really do.
You do.
Like, you have
and
your
that's
companies.
Okay. Yeah, that's one of your companies that you can blindly love.
Until they screw me over and, you know, then it'll change.
What if they already
have? See, it's tough because I loved Borderlands anymore. 1, but when Borderlands 2 came out, I didn't get the season pass right off the bat. And I bought all the DLC for Borderlands 1.
You know what the bullshit about that, though, is they came out with the season pass, and they were like, then they'd release things, they're like, oh, that wasn't part of it. Sorry.
Yeah, see, there's still that thing they can do as well.
Yeah,
turns out all DLC will fuck you over.
Eventually, yeah.
Because it's something that's not in the game. Because they do the thing where they're like, well, put it on the cutting room floor and then we'll bring it back. The on-the-disc DLC is the single worst thing you can do to a human being in the world.
That's usually what they put for the season pass, is on-the-disc DLC. And then whenever
something extra
comes out that you have to download and stuff like that, then they're like, oh, that's not a part of the season pass.
Thanks, Crapcom.
So yeah. There you go.
Mortal Kombat's one of the big offenders of that as well.
I think you just have it Ed Boon.
I hate Ed Boon. we're gonna go like celebrity boxing when this podcast gets that level.
Cybot.
Are you gonna do number two to him right here? Number two, Big Mike.
Let's see. EA Sports removing Ray Rice from Madden NFL 15 via Week 1 update,
and they should.
Good, yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
I would
beat his wife, right?
Oh yeah, well
yeah.
On video.
I feel like if they
knocked
didn't
her the fuck
out,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, it looks like they support that. If they don't take
him
out.
I would take him out from every single game.
Well, it's following
it's like, can we get
it's
that
following
out?
NFL. That's the important thing. NFL already got him out, right?
NFL is the most inconsistent in punishment.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And it's so bad. Dante Stallworth kills a pregnant woman. He plays for the rest
of
his
career. Was he convicted?
It don't matter.
Was he convicted?
He pled guilty and they just took away his license.
He pled guilty or was convicted?
He pled guilty.
He took a plea deal.
That is
We've bad. Both watched Law Shouldn't and Order.
Yes, but still, nonetheless, you're guilty. So you killed somebody. And
no, the NFL, they'll choose what they can.
It's so terrible.
Because how many people were really mad about what's-his-face doing that thing?
I don't like... I, two women raised me. I can't stand women.
Yeah, I know, but like how many other people? Because this one's caused a really big kerfuffle.
I can't speak to other, you know, other people's, but I would hope that they were disgusted by that because he gave her a swift left.
And you've seen the video?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I haven't either. Well, after the show.
I refuse. It's pretty gnarly.
I refuse.
I'm such a white knight, I refuse to even watch it.
Nah.
Have you heard the people who are like, why was she with him? Like, she knew that marrying him?
That is terrible.
And then she's like, oh, right. So when you're in an abusive relationship, sometimes you literally can't leave. There was a thing where someone did tweets of like stories that women have told them about
why
it was.
I didn't leave.
Yeah, why I didn't leave. And one of them was like, he slept outside my room, so I couldn't leave. Like the night I was like, I'm leaving you, I'm gone. He's like, no, you're not. And then like, you know, put her in the room because he's more physically prowessed or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then slept outside.
My mother went through some of that with my dad when she was trying to leave. He like unhooked the car battery and like,
yeah, no, it's the lengths that people go to is absolutely shocking.
One of the stupid things that happened on Twitter, just total idiots from some pizza place, like Round Table or some shit, they used the hashtag why I didn't leave like for their delivery campaign or something.
Wow.
Like that.
I didn't leave
to go pick up the pizza.
I really hope it wasn't Round Tables because I love their pizza.
It was some pizza place. I think I'm pretty sure it had maybe it was a
Papa John's. Let's go with Papa John's. Papa John's.
Have you seen
Papa
that guy?
Isn't he an NFL
better
endorsement?
Better pizza.
Yeah, like he's he endorses the NFL, so that's probably why you hashtag that.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Forza Horizon 2 to ship with 210 vehicles, final lineup revealed.
That's a lot. Right?
Racing games.
They got to really scrape the bottom of the barrel.
Really think racing games should just take a 5-year hiatus.
What about like Burnout and stuff, though? Those are fun.
Okay, those. But your Gran Turismo and your Forza, I think they should take a
long
break.
No, because if you talk to car nuts,
it's the same thing like Madden to FIFA. Yeah, I understand why they come out, but let some cars build up, you know, over the years to be built so they can throw some new cars
in
there.
If I can't do the 24-hour race in a Prius, then I am missing out on
that's
a game.
Neverending Nightmares launches on September 26th.
Coming out
from
our good
friend Matt Gilgenbach.
Gilgenbatch.
This was a Kickstarter. He's been on the show twice.
And he's been making the rounds. He was at E3, wasn't he?
Yeah. It's a very interesting game. This is one that you should like. I think this is the right way to do what Zoe.
Yes. Because this is a game first, and it teaches about his, you know, some weird crap that he was going through with his depression and his,
This is another game based in depression and, like, thoughts he had of self-harm and morbid, crazy stuff that was going on for him. And
but
he put it in a game to, like, inspire other people.
I think that's really cool that he did that.
Yeah.
That he took negative and then made it into a positive like that. That's pretty cool.
But it's a game first.
It's a video game.
That's what he did.
Is it because you can beat it and win?
I lost multiple times. Like every single time. But
it's like an explore
thing. Yeah, the mechanics of how he did it.
You can't run. He added running. He gave in.
Sell out. Nah,
wow. next story.
Depressed people don't run.
We're done, Matt.
I ran just the other day.
Yours varies from his. I don't know.
See what I was
It might have
about.
Been a swift jog.
He had stuff like killing his little sister or
and
something
ripping out one of his forearms. Like it was just crazy.
I just watched like a Let's Play on it, and the first part of it is like stabbing a little girl.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
You don't.
Gilgenbach was
not a.
He was on some stuff.
You don't do that.
And you know the funny thing was,
I'm the only one.
Do you remember the game Retrograde? It was like the music spaceship thing that kind of tried to capitalize on some of the Guitar Hero music game stuff.
All right.
It was pretty big.
Like, no.
It was like indie. It got some like awards
depressed.
And stuff for the
Retrograde?
Indie games.
Retrograde?
Yeah, it's called Retrograde.
Sounds really familiar.
Very like bright, shiny game. That was his game. He made that. And then it was like, what do they
flopped.
Call it? No, it was a success like to editors
critical
and
success.
Critical success.
Yes.
But
not a consumer
financial
success.
Like ruined his family.
Good.
So that's what gave
him thank you.
Well, that's what gave him the depression or, you know, sparked that.
Art came out of tragedy.
Exactly. So if we didn't have Retrograde,
so
we'd
I
have
guess you're justifying
the really terrible statements.
Yeah, that's terrible. I'm glad that happened to him. So Zoe, now we have this.
Take some notes. Let's see. NBA Live 15 pushed back a few weeks for polish.
Always good.
Yes.
Live.
Push
live.
That game back. Wait, a year for polish.
Was Live the series that never came out with one that one year?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the EA right. one.
And just it was sure. so rumored. It's like, oh, it's coming back. Oh, and you know, what's going to happen? It's going to be the 2K.
We were all talking about, oh, it's coming back next year.
Yeah.
And they're like, but why?
You see those?
Because no
physics?
One wants to buy it.
But see,
still.
I thought the thing I really thought they were going to do was when 2K was down and Live was up, 2K came out with their $20 series. You know, you can come buy 2K6 for $20, and it's the brand new version. And then it started getting good. Like, oh, we like 2K better than Live. Now you got to pay $50 for it. So I thought Live was going to come out and be like, oh, $20 or $30 version. You know, and you know,
EA is not that smart.
They're not.
They're not smart.
iPhone 6, iPhone 6 Plus announced. We talked about that a little
bit.
Yeah, we did. It's the iPhone, just bigger.
Well, it's Nexus 5, but now an iPhone.
Yeah, with Retina display.
I think I might actually buy a 5S, though. Hey.
There you go.
Because I need to get rid of this shitbox.
But why? What was it not doing for
the
you?
The top button don't work too good.
So that is a good. That's an actual
the
physical.
The headphone jack decides to reject whatever you put in it
good
after
Lord.
A decent amount of time. The camera lens is scratched at the top so much that it looks like I have soft focus on all the time.
Mine did that too. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm tired of that.
I was upset because when we went and filmed that wedding, Corey,
uh-huh.
that's when I realized that my phone had a scratch, like a little fuzzy, like everybody had Oprah film on. Yeah. like, and so I was like, ah, crap, I can't take pictures like this.
Yeah. Hey, Ken, you just got to frame it just
and
right.
Everybody's all glowing.
Everyone's glowing.
Yeah. No.
It's artsy.
It's angelic.
It's artsy. We got the next story we got here is Watch Dogs coming to the Wii U, and it gets dated in Mexico, November 18th.
Date Watch Dogs in Mexico?
That's literally
that's
what
basically
that's literally what the whole article was. It wasn't about the release date in the U.S. for the Wii. It was only
well,
in Mexico.
They spotted it in there, right?
Yes.
Because no one's seen the release date until now?
No.
So they saw it, some Mexican website did it, or they see it in a store or something?
I think like a El Target or something like that.
El Target.
Yes, the Target is that's
the
how they
Target.
Pronounce it down there.
That's, yeah, it's where you shop. The Target.
The Target, yeah.
I don't think the game was definitely not the success they thought it was. I don't know what bringing it to the
they
Wii U
They built it up
do.
So much, and then I was let down.
You played this one.
No, I watched a lot of Let's Plays.
I called it.
I didn't even do that.
I called it before it came out. I told everybody that the whole gimmick show that we talked about,
there looked like enough gimmicks.
No, it did. Not for Aaron
graphics,
Carter.
Graphics is a gimmick. So graphics is a gimmick.
I've written graphics off a long time ago.
Well, that's what's wrong with
my
you.
My favorite game is Tetris. Don't need graphics for that.
It's not your favorite game.
It's one of my favorite games. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put it up in the top two.
Two?
Minecraft.
Guarantee you.
Top two.
Top two.
That's top three.
I don't
me.
Believe him.
Why not? I've been playing Tetris for ages. High school. College. Job. Yeah, that's right.
Podcast.
If they listen to me, podcast. Then they're going
right
to like...
Right now. Yeah. Shut up, guys.
Like, literally, yeah. If you look on my...
Mind your Tetris right now.
In his head right now.
Not like that.
I told you. That's all I...
Tetris.
It's a blank screen right
yep,
now.
That's
everybody
not
sees.
Tetris.
Well, yeah, there you go. See, Tetris loading up.
That's not Tetris.
But see, I play Tetris all the time whenever I...
Did you hear about
chance.
The creator of Tetris never getting a cent from his invention?
No, he did not.
Yep.
I had to do a report on Tetris in high school because my teacher caught
did
me
you
playing.
Have to?
Yes. He said he would fail
Was that
me.
Your punishment?
Yes. Because
oh,
I would
wow.
play all the time, and then he said I want a 3-page report on it. So I went and did that. Did a chart and everything for it. And then I presented...
Made a diorama?
Yeah, I presented it in front of the class... And it was literally out of spite. I was like, I'm going to do this, you dick, for, you know, you want to see.
You're going to make it good, too.
Exactly. So I did, presented it, and then when I was done, I went right back to playing it. And he's like, what are you doing? I said, you have your presentation. I need my enjoyment
I get
now.
Mine.
Yeah, I know all this stuff. I don't need to learn how to click file and open and stuff. I know all that.
Yeah.
What am I?
Oh, it was a computer class?
Yeah, it was
oh,
a computer class.
Oh, I thought it was in, like, history.
No.
I'm like,
no.
I this feel
a,
like
no,
you're
it
doing
class.
It wrong.
No, it was a computer class.
Oh. The Arrow producer confirms the development of a Supergirl series.
Well, this is big.
Is it?
Is it?
I tell,
Thank
I
you,
tell,
Corey.
I tell everybody all the time that DC owns the TV space. with Arrow.
I've heard it every single time I've been on this show. I want you to know that.
Yes.
Literally every single time.
It's important because they don't. They don't.
It's important to know the same thing.
If you take one thing from this podcast today.
Macy, you're a comic book fan. Are you like the universe and stuff like that?
Yes.
You know? So if you see one fail, because DC and Marvel, those are the big guns, right? You know, yes. You have your Dark Horse and your Image.
Would you say that they're a Dark Horse?
That's terrible. This is a pun-filled show, I swear. And so,
you had me here.
I'm happy that Marvel has a crazy amount of success with all their, you know.
Call me the Punisher.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or something.
Yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but their movies
are real name's Frank Castle.
Oh, yeah.
<You're> terrible. So DC seems to be lacking in the movie theater area.
Exactly.
Man of Steel is whatever. He snaps somebody's neck. I don't agree with that.
Ben Affleck is Batman.
That's even worse. So you see where they're
it's
going.
It's a thing that happens.
You see they're going downhill. But happening. On their TV side, do you watch Arrow?
No, I don't. So I want to, but I've heard it's good.
It's really good.
So I want to, yeah.
What do you mean good?
Really
good? Haven't you gotten...
Yeah, I'm into Arrow.
Yeah, I was about to say. Haven't you been enthralled?
I just like messing with things you said.
Good.
Yeah.
That's my line.
DC, I like them embracing that, hey, we got the TV. We got the CW.
Yeah.
You know, the CW does it for us. So to see more characters.
That's just not being an idiot, though. That's seeing where
but
you're
for
successful.
A long time, they were.
Aaron Carter. You
think about it.
For some would argue that DC, the comic book company, are still idiots, given what they put out.
They're a little slow to pick up. They're a little slow to pick up.
On social trends, some stuff. You know.
Yeah, but that's because, I would say, because of their age.
Have they introduced the Supergirl character into the Arrow universe yet?
No. They haven't really, Flash one? They haven't really introduced any superpowered characters yet. This season.
Besides Flash.
He hasn't had superpowers. Yeah, he just cameoed as...
Oh, it was pre-accident?
It was pre-accident. He gets the accident literally the end season. Like, you see him... You know,
lightning
bolt. Get a lightning bolt and then the chemicals and, you know, what makes him the Flash, Barry
Allen. He goes, zip, zop, zippity, bop.
But he doesn't even do that. He's
he
like
turns
in
into
coma.
Bill Cosby?
Yeah, he
and
does.
So,
actually, Jello pudding!
They don't,
Rudy!
They don't do the...
My wife, Camille.
They don't have him
Theo.
As the Flash. Like, they do it a couple of episodes before the season end of Arrow. And they just keep referring to him as being in a coma the whole time. So when Flash series comes out...
He's moving so fast, he's not even moving.
Exactly. So when it comes out, then they'll have him, you know, wake up from the coma, be able to run really fast. But now, yeah, now they're starting to move into the metahumans with Arrow. You'll see more and more of that type of stuff coming up. Just like we did the report on the Prison Break cast coming.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be huge.
So is their budget going to go up? Because
yes.
I feel like superpowers... Unless you're a fucking wizard, like, you need special effects to be on point for
it. Isn't
it
getting cheaper, though, nowadays to do that stuff?
But if you do it too cheap, it looks super cheap.
Freddie Wong does pretty decently.
But how much time and effort does that one man spend on it?
I don't think that one man does too much. I'm not knocking you, Fred.
Whatever.
Yeah, I think he has a team.
I don't know what he's got. I've watched like one of his videos.
I don't know
literally.
What he's got, but I'm not impressed.
No, yeah, it's probably gonna
and I don't care.
Bump up, yeah. But if you do it, you know, smart, then you can do a little small little things that
you
imply.
Can do a lot of small little things.
Because like their big character that they showed in one of the teasers for Arrow is going to be the Atom, you know, and all he does is shrink. So I mean,
Force perspective.
Boom. You gotta move the camera back.
Yeah, hey, he's just standing really, really far back. He's like in his hand or whatever.
Yeah. Don't move your you moved it. We gotta redo the shot.
Yeah, see? Boom. You don't have to do too much.
APB Reloaded. We're gonna get back to the news. Is coming to the Xbox One and PS4.
All right. That game is a lot of fun, but you kind of have to make your own fun.
I am excited that they're moving towards free-to-play games. That's what I wanted. That's what I said before these two systems came out.
Isn't it already free to play?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm hoping it will stay that way. Mm-hmm. One.
It will.
And I'm hoping to see more. Like Smite's coming out, of course, on the Xbox One.
Yes.
That's going to be awesome.
Well, for me.
Check out the...
And me and Macy, because you don't have one yet.
I still have Smite on the PC.
It's going
to
break.
If you check out my article on nerdreactor.com, I said one of the things I wanted to see out of that Smite that's coming out for the Xbox One, cross-platform play.
That's probably doable.
It's very doable.
Especially these days when basically all the console is a underpowered PC, right?
Yeah. Well, it's literally on the same architecture.
Or the PC is an overpowered console.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it is overpowered. It's too good.
I know.
It's too good.
That's for Jerry. He'll know.
Oh, God.
He never listens to the show.
No.
Well, guys, we ran out of topics, so let's just focus on Macy a little bit more.
Wow.
I put some extra time in the show because, hey, she's new. We got to talk to her.
Is that why this seems exceptionally long?
That's what she said. And wait, Aaron, never mind. We'll talk about it after the show.
I don't understand.
I don't know where he's going with that.
I don't either. Yeah. Especially after a long joke. I don't really know.
I'm confused and slightly aroused.
Yeah, that's not
so
good.
Macy, you've been cosplaying for a very short amount of time. You've had some good success, and you've met a lot of really cool people. What is next for your cosplay journey?
I am working on a Borderlands cosplay. Borderlands 2. Maya, the siren.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm working on her right now, and then my next con will be Kamikaze, so I'm super excited to go there, because I've never been there.
Where is that one?
L.A. Oh, it's Stanley's Kamikaze.
Oh.
Stanley's Comic-Con,
he's going to be there, too?
Yes.
He is going to be insane by then.
Well,
he's already insane.
He's backing out of these cons. Like, I remember Wizard World, he was only there for part of the time.
He's like 3,000 years old, isn't
yeah.
he?
Oh, yeah, I'm not
he's
like...
literally 90, like
attacking.
Three.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
DC keeps a steady supply of kryptonite under his bed, and it's making him just terribly ill.
Yeah, he's got some sort of magic trick. And actually, I've been noticing, like, if you watch his interviews, he's letting more and more slip.
Because he's old.
Yeah, but like...
He doesn't
Black
know
Black Panther movie.
I think Marvel's gonna black bag him pretty soon.
Yeah, they keep things under wraps.
They don't tell me anything.
they do really
true believers.
They do keep things under wraps. Really,
Excelsior.
Yeah, they keep things close to the chest, real quick. And if he slips something big, like oh, we actually are
well,
making an
or
Iron
they're
Man
already
store.
Using him as the best PR.
Hmm.
They want him to leak Black Panther, so they're like, hey, Stan, you might have another cameo in the Black Panther movie coming up.
I watched this.
What's
like,
he going to be in the Black Panther
I watched
movie?
These crazy theories.
He's
going to
do blackface in that one. Watch.
Terrible.
Oh, my God.
I watched crazy theories about Marvel movies, like, you know, secrets or Easter eggs, and one was that actually Stan Lee is playing Uatu in human form in all these movies.
Oh, I read that theory as well.
Yeah, like he's just the
That'll
watcher.
Be awkward when he's dead.
Oh, or
wow.
No, it won't
Come
be because
on.
That's his.
See exactly,
that's his human
Macy,
form.
Young and optimistic, old and decrepit.
I'm like
are,
Stan
sir.
Lee. Yeah. I know what mortality is like.
He said, "I see the end." You don't,
Macy. So you're a gamer. You joined us on the show this time. Tell us about
wait, gamer. We just throwing that title around.
Yeah, that's a good topic. Let's talk to Macy. Did you listen to the last show?
Yes, I did.
Did you have thoughts and opinions about being a female game
so
player?
Dumb.
Is that
so
how I say
someone
it?
Someone who plays games.
So someone who plays games.
I could give
a lady?
Two shits, really.
So
yeah,
dumb.
I know.
I would say I'm a gamer. I'm not insulted by the term. I feel like it's just what you make it, and the past experiences you've been through. I mean, if you've seeing people and you feel like, I don't know, they're mean or something and they're a gamer and then you just feel that way about all gamers. I feel like that's not right because that's with all things. There's going to be mean people everywhere. So I feel like the term shouldn't be put out negatively towards everybody just because there's some in a bunch.
In your personal experience in gaming, have you had like a lot of any nightmare situations of harassment or anything like that personally? Or when you play, do you even play like with the Gen Pop? Do you play with everybody?
Did you say Gen Pop?
Yeah, he's general
hip.
Population.
He's trying to be hip.
I'm
trying
she's
be hip
young
like
and
him.
I'm
yeah.
old,
he's
so I'm trying
speak.
To sound cool.
General populace?
That's what they call it in prison,
you
yo.
You're going to wear one of those snap wristbands?
Oh, God.
Am I cool yet?
Yeah. No, I haven't had any terrible situations. I try not to look at the chat window.
That's a good idea. Very good idea.
Shield your eyes.
Yeah, I know... people can be really harsh, but I just ignore it. It doesn't bother me. I mean, they're on the internet. It doesn't bother
me. And see, that's where I differ from everybody. I invite it. Like,
Aaron loves.
I love the hate speech. Because, First Amendment.
Why, though? Why do you hate it so much?
I don't hate it.
Or why do you love it so much?
I don't necessarily
Two
love it.
Two sides of the same coin.
Okay.
It doesn't, well, because there's not a lot that bothers me anyway. So whenever I see it, it's just like, oh, whatever. And then my reply is always your mother. And then they just never come back with anything usually.
Have you seen scary things on the internet?
Scary things
go
as
to 4chan. I went back.
Like,
it was not good.
Just not good things that no human should
pictures,
see.
Pictures, yes.
Pictures, videos,
yeah,
sound files.
I saw the, I've never heard any sound files. Let me just search out sound files. I saw the soldiers getting their head cut off.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Damn.
I didn't know that was going to happen. I thought they were having a good old fun in the snow and yada yada.
Yeah,
and then,
no, no.
These special effects are good.
No, that's throat blood.
You saw the, yeah, you saw the life force drain out
yeah,
somebody.
Yeah.
That sticks right
yeah, it
in
does.
There.
That sticks a long time.
But I react definitely, but I was just like, I don't know. I just always is like, I'm not going to let that type of stuff just stay with me, especially if there's so much other things to look at in the world. But whenever
like
you hear
and kittens.
Whenever you hear stuff or if I read stuff like that online, they definitely don't get to me. Anything insulting. So in a way, it kind of prepares you if I ever heard it like in real life. It's like whatever.
We had someone on Twitter following up to that last episode, kind of taking the side. They're not a listener of the show, thankfully, but they were kind of saw some of the message tweets we put out and were on the side of the boyfriend from the Quinspiracy situation.
That's cool.
And was like, you know, if you guys are going to read parts of the story, you guys should read the entire thing.
We did.
It's like there's nothing in that story that was going to change our mind.
There's always going to be, and God bless you for reading that, 15 acts. That's a crazy.
It's 5 acts.
It's 15. But they...
He had a TLDR for his TLDR.
If it was a thing to where he didn't orchestrate the hate speech towards somebody, because I don't advocate that at all.
First Amendment?
That's one thing. Threatening.
No, I know. It's actually not the First Amendment.
Exactly.
We both watch Law and Order.
Exactly. Yeah. So if it wasn't that where he wasn't like, oh yeah, everybody go and give her, you know, all these threats, that's one thing. If he was just like, hey,
personal information.
This is just my this is just my experience. Like if it was like
that's what he tried to spin it as,
yeah,
but then chat logs he was actually one of the orchestrators.
Yeah, if it was just here, this is my experience. She broke up with me, she broke my heart, she you know, mess with these other guys, you know, boom. Okay, do that, dude. The dude is just venting. You know, how many guys vent because a girl broke their heart? And vice versa. I won't leave you out, women.
Thank you.
Yeah. Leave you out,
for the super white knight.
Yeah. So
the show's drawing to a close. We're running out of time. Aaron Carter, how would you rate this show? Let's make things really awkward. How are you enjoying Macy?
How am I enjoying Macy?
Yeah. Having her on the show.
She's quite pleasant. She's wearing Middle Earth pants.
Thank you for noticing.
Yeah, I notice.
day goes by where Aaron doesn't compliment my pants for some weird reason.
I compliment everybody's pants.
I like your pants too.
You've never complimented my pants.
They're very nonchalant, non-threatening to the police. That's how I like.
They're a little baggy. I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit.
Might be a lot of guns in there.
Is that a gun? I was gonna say, is that a gun? Is that a phone? I don't know.
Aaron so boldly in the last episode said, "There's no such thing as a perfect woman."
We got Macy right here. I'm sorry, Macy. As beautiful as you are, I still don't believe there's a because I don't believe there's perfect people. Everybody has a little flaw.
You
too.
Don't believe
that's
in
fine.
Perfection.
He believes himself is perfect.
No, I don't.
Oh,
I know.
Come on.
I please.
Oh,
I have.
People who listen to the show know that is a lie. The lie detector.
The
name
you heard
lie.
The show the last time. Did I ever refer to myself as perfect?
I didn't hear that part.
Exactly.
Well, we are out of time, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much to Alexander Van Bagsworth. Thank you to Aaron Carter, and sorry, a special Carter. Thank you to Macy Rose. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Let me bang,
I
man.
Do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I let you bang.
Let me bang again.
I let you bang.
Let me bang again.
Let me bang.
Let you bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.
Person who's gotten high?
I've been
You've been neither of those things.
I've been a smart person that chose not to get high.
That's where you fucked up.
Oh, that's where I messed up. That's my mistake.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I understand.
Because you'll never understand what they're thinking.
Do you partake, Alexander?
Me? Cocaine is a hell of a drug. I do drugs sometimes, recreationally.
Okay.
Safely.
Okay.
Enough.
There's a safe way to do drugs?
Yeah, there is. You get one sober person to watch over the rest of them. Or you take tips from people who've done it before and make sure you trust your dealers.
That's ridiculous.
Terrible. Macy.
Make sure. Wow.
It's true.
Clean?
Yeah.
Good. This is a clean
show. Why would you ask something like that?
Hey, sometimes it's the ones you don't expect.
Wow.
You know, we got some good feedback on Twitter for the little after the bell thing we did, where that long conversation we had.
Oh, you actually posted that already?
I posted
it. Oh, was that all together?
Yeah, I posted it. It was a full hour and a half.
I forgot you were recording.
So now Mr. Mark Bags knows about your drug use. Do I need to make an edit?
I'll do it. I was going to say things that require edits, so you might require an edit.
I'll edit it out. I don't care.
You guys want to do it together?
It's not a bridge I've crossed with my father yet.
There's, my neighborhood, a lot of children just sit on that bridge with their parents.
I'm curious about...
Yeah, you can't do that.
They do
Macy, your trajectory. What's the cosplay, like, from the people you've seen and gotten to talk to, like the
Ryan... You mean, like, where do you see yourself in a year?
Well, no, like, you've met Ryan Fry, and I'm sure others like him and stuff. You've seen, like, he gets to go across the country to
I
do the
that's
shows.
I think super dope.
Like, how do you get there?
I'm working on that. I'm not sure. I don't know.
So you started in March, right?
Yes.
And how many cons have you been since March?
Four.
Been to four since March.
Yes.
And it's September. Yes. 9 minus 3, 6.
Yeah.
Within 6 months, you've been to four cons.
Yes.
All with different costumes.
Yes.
So within a year, mathematically, she should
You are very prodigious, which means I think you're on the up and up.
Yeah, especially for being at it for such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone assumed that I've been doing it for a long time, but I'm so new and I'm learning so much.
And it seems like, how many, because I've seen you in multiple videos. Like, I saw the Stockton Con one. I saw you in that one. I saw you, of course, in ours. You can check it out on nerdreactor.com.
And people know your name. Like, I was talking to the guys from Idiots Array, and they were doing bingo, and they said, oh, we need a Misty. I was like, oh, Macy Rose, you guys know her? They're like, oh, yeah, we know Macy. I said, yeah, she's Misty. And they're like, oh, we'll find her.
Yeah.
But you were known. You were a name.
We'll find her.
Yeah, those guys are very creepy.
And they found me.
They did.
Yes, they did.
We're sorry?
No.
Are you okay? Do you need an adult?
No.
Oh, okay. No, they're good guys. They're good guys.
No, yeah.
But this show's a lot better.
But, kind of regarding that, that's what I love about the Comic-Con and cosplay world is everyone knows everyone.
Yeah.
In a good way. I haven't came across any bad experiences yet, knock on wood. But yeah, and that's why I think your name gets spread around fast is everyone's nice to everyone, so everyone knows everyone.
So you said you got some cosplays lined up. What were some of the big ones?
I am working on Maya from Borderlands 2. Right now. And then in the future, I want to do an Elder Scrolls Ultimer, an Elder Scrolls High Elf or Wood Elf, I'm not sure. And then I will be doing a Pokemon.
An actual Pokemon, not a character?
Yes.
Now, are you going full-blown suit or just like an alternate?
I liked the Eevee evolutions were pretty
guys,
cool. Yeah, that was neat.
Yeah, I got a picture with those guys.
Changed, I think, for the second day after that.
Yeah,
they were like
a lot of people do that. They'll go one day and as one thing, and then the next day they'll go as something else.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Those costumes get thrashed when you're there.
They say like to do what you love. So like we do the podcast, we do it for zero money. Negative money, actually. Are you planning on trying to make money out of cosplay? Like,
That's not my goal. I mean, it's cool to get paid for doing something you love, but that's not what I'm trying to do it for. I'm not getting any money right now, and I'm having a lot of fun.
Like,
would you say no to money to do what you're doing?
That sounds so terrible.
Well, yeah, I realize. Especially, there's
would
no
you
way
say
to save
no
that.
To cold hard cash.
What about roughly $25? No, but like if you got offered an opportunity to do this in the future, would you continue doing that? I mean, would you take it? Would it poison it for you?
Depending. I don't think it would poison it for me. Because I'm having so much fun doing it. And normally when people get paid for something that they like, it sucks the fun out of it. But I don't see that. But I'm really new still. So I don't know if that'll change. But
you're young.
Yeah, I'm spry.
Callback.
Yeah, but I love how, for instance, like Jessica Negri, she was like hired and was a video game character model. Like that's super cool.
Seems like the upper, like where you want to shoot for, you know.
That would be amazing. That would be so cool.
Like if they did a Game of Thrones game, you know, the Telltale's one.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, I can be you guys' spokesperson.
What about like Jessica Negri and our favorite point of conversation, Liz Katz? like that yeah. type of cosplay. Because I noticed your cosplay is very true to the characters.
Yes.
Like your Khaleesi got all the attention it got because it was like you could have been Khaleesi. Like your demeanor fit that. Like,
and then
very
also
different than you are today. And then when you were Misty, watch the video, she was just like Misty.
Well, because I mean, all her characters she's played, she's kind of close to their age, one.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to pick them right.
And I mean,
also, I mean, would you ever play? Would you ever cosplay as a character that you did not like, even if it fit you to a T?
You could say it
physically, I guess. Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of.
No, because it wouldn't be fun if I don't like the character. I don't know how I could like be happy. And what you guys are saying about acting as Khaleesi and Misty is, I think that's like one of the biggest parts of cosplay. If you just put the costume on and then you're just like walking around like a normal person, it looks kind of funny.
I never thought about it.
That seems real true, because I'm thinking like when you're talking about, oh, you should cosplay as Roland, I'd be like, I'd just be walking around like Roland. I wouldn't get into the character or anything like that.
Me and Aaron went to the Greek festival and saw Naruto with a plate of meatballs.
That's the thing is, sometimes that makes it worth it.
Funny.
Yeah,
that was That's funny. Hilarious. Yeah, but it's like
the pizza place right down the corner had all everybody in costume, and they're just people sitting next to each other eating pizza, and they're like, "Dude, I'm seeing Link sitting next to Zelda, and they're just eating pizza." Like,
is that Link and Ganon?
Like, yeah, what is my world cool? right now?
They're cool yeah. with each other on weekends.
But like, when you're there was an Akuma at the bar, you're trying to bring a character to life, so go the full mile and act like the character too.
See, and I really, truly, from all the cosplayers that I spoke to on the video and everything like that, they like deep down somewhere
you
in
got
there,
some very good candidates on the
they
video.
They yeah. switched on that I am this character,
speaking in accents
and like, and I loved it. Yeah,
that was awesome.
The girl that was the Homestuck. Oh, I loved talking to her. Like I wanted to do more.
A Barbara Walters
interview.
Oh, you wanted
yeah.
to do more.
I wanted like, to
go ahead,
interview more with her.
Oh sure, yeah.
But, you know,
oh, nice save.
I you know, I was yeah. like, I have to get a lot of people, but you know. It was good. Yeah, she was into it. And then when I go and check out what Homestuck is, I'm like, how did you come up with this character that's all in Microsoft Paint and you can't hear any voices? And
yeah.
So that's her true imagination bringing that character to life. Unless they were just really descriptive. And you
I
know,
think they end up being pretty descriptive.
Was it really? Okay. Because I saw her character twice and there was two different
yeah, yeah.
versions.
What so. Are your thoughts on some of the more exposed cosplays, like maybe the ones that they over sexualize from a character that's not that way?
I'm kind of torn because I feel like you don't have to be like that to get noticed, because I've never had to be like that and my name has gotten around a little bit, but I think if you're being, well, for instance, there's girl cosplayers that cosplay guys. They're not going to wear, like, a normal t-shirt. They're going to show that they're a woman cosplaying a guy character, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Showing the boobies.
Yeah, I talked yeah. to a couple. Well, I talked to one. She didn't show any.
Yeah, but we
she
didn't
show
fully
any boobies.
Know that was, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
She was kind of, she was covered up. It was a tank top.
Sure.
Wow.
There was a
Let's
tank top.
Let her continue.
Okay, so. Okay.
Oh, okay. What about the idea of selling prints to make money?
I'm not so sure about that. I don't know, because I feel like you can just take pictures off of the internet, so why do you need to physically buy them? You can just look at the pictures on the internet if you want to look at the picture of the person, although I get the autograph on it, but I don't know if I would do that or not. I'm torn.
Hmm.
Makes it official or whatever, right? Like an official print that you can get signed.
Yeah.
A good headshot, put in your portfolio.
Well, I guess if people keep that,
I've seen the guys who buy it, and that's what kind
of
skeeves me. And I'm talking about Jerry.
That,
I'm talking straight to Jerry.
Jerry bought one handed, but yeah, it is.
Yeah, but he's gonna look at it on the internet anyways.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and
we don't have printers.
You post printer, all your pictures online anyways. To show your work, and then I feel like if you're selling prints, then you can't post those pictures for everyone to see, because you have to make it worth the money.
Yeah.
So then you're not showing your work as much.
I have a feeling that those prints, even though
they're gonna go out.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think it's more of the idea of buying a print than the actual making sense of buying a print. Because I think they mainly do it purely knowing that it's just to like support the cosplayer.
Yeah.
Like, oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do get that. And that would be maybe the only reason I would do it. Because you do have to pay for the booth at the con. So then you have to be selling something to support yourself.
Figurines. That's where it goes next.
The vinyl one?
3D printers.
3D printers.
That would be cool.
You have your own very own, you know, little figurine of the cosplayer that you have.
Macy, do you want Creepy Jerry and Alex to own a figurine of you?
I would never buy that.
I don't think about it that much.
Exactly.
Somebody would.
Body pillows.
Body pillows.
We learned one thing at SAG Anime. Yeah. It's body pillows.
They did sell pretty well there.
They do sell
quite
well.
I think we make some VGB body pillows.
I don't want anybody snuggling up to me.
We'll
like
do
that.
An Aaron Carter special.
No.
Come on.
Aaron Carter special.
I mean...
Sir Aaron Carter.
Thank you, yeah. As long as you put that on top of the pillow.
Oh, I'll put it on the body pillow.
Like,
oh. Oh, he'll put it on the body
pillow. I'll put it on the body pillow.
I don't know what he means.
Yeah, me neither.
This is what I was showing him when you guys were talking about the... it's a female version of Salvador from Borderlands 2 cosplaying.
Deanna? Deanna Davis, I think.
Your guess is as good as mine.
She's hot.
But she's... Yeah, she does... That's a very good Salvador, minus the facial. She doesn't have the chin.
Yeah, I think that was extremely well done, too. Like, yeah. I'm not like a complete prude where I think, oh, if I see skin, it's bad. But, I mean, like, the ones like the Negri... Pokemon ones is what kind of popped in my head. It's like, no, that's lingerie with wings.
She actually got that. Wasn't that like her big first one, the Pikachu?
Yeah, I think so.
That's what really got her noticed. And
I think Negri does cosplay to the highest level. She's different than a Liz Katz.
Is it that bad? You guys see that with everything else, beer commercials.
No, the only concern I have is putting a... having it get sexualized, even if she's not putting it forward as sexualized necessarily, it can go places that don't end up in a good place.
So what if she's cosplaying as something that's already sexualized? Like if she's Witchblade from the comic books, that's way overly sexualized.
And we see the Morgan ones all the time.
Yeah, and like more, like all those are already sexualized right. in the comic book. So as
and that's
fine,
and that's keeping artistic integrity
it's everywhere. Yeah. So.
I mean, it's always going to be in your face.
Yeah.
But so, it's the idea that you took agency over a character and put it in a certain place.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are allowed to disagree with that.
Yeah.
And if you're sexualizing it, people can say, hey, I don't want sex in my Pokemon. Thank you very much. You know? I'm not saying
4chan.
A lot of people will say that.
I was going to say, they haven't been to 4chan. There's a lot of people.
That is a terrible place. Have you heard of 4chan?
No.
Don't go there.
Okay.
Stay far,
you are
far
young.
Away. you know, this is very interesting because, like, this makes me
you're
feel old.
You're almost a
old.
Full generation younger.
I could be your daughter.
You couldn't be my daughter.
His daughter's complexion would not be nowhere near that
no.
nice.
Not that healthy.
I saw a video online that said teens play the Nintendo.
I watched that.
Did you
I
see that? That was hilarious.
Well, what year would that make you born? 90s for sure.
'96.
He just thought about what was I doing in '96. Oh my god!
I think I drank beer by '96.
I don't think I drank beer.
Yeah, no. I mean, I found it and it was warm and it was in the backyard. But
was that the old thanks, Dad?
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Dad. This is gross. You still talk like that?
It's gross. At the bar. I ordered a beer. What is this?
That's gross.
It's gross.
This beer is gross.
Oh, so 96. What were we doing? What was Aaron doing at that time? Were you in high school already?
I age differently from you muggles.
What
so
are your guys' years?
I'm 30.
What does that mean?
Okay.
Muggles?
I'm
no, not that.
26.
Oh,
how old are we? What am I, 27? Yeah, that's it.
You're no, old. You're not.
I'm 27.
I thought you were older.
You no, I you thought he was
not
younger.
Even that old.
Yeah, 87.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
I never think of myself. I can be 50, and I probably wouldn't still think of myself as old.
You know, I know.
In here, I am 3.
You know how I know I'm old is like I think we kind of touched on it earlier, and it really hit me like a ton of bricks. Is like I was in the break room on a Monday morning getting coffee, and an old lady comes in, you know, and I don't know her too well, and I just say. Mondays and hold up my coffee and I meant it.
Oh my god.
And
I would have thrown hot coffee in your face.
As I walked out of the room, I was like, did I just say Mondays? Like, am I making Garfield jokes?
Now
like,
see the thing is I never really identify myself as old or even older. I'm like, oh man, I'm old. But I always be like, you're young. You're really
so that that starts hitting a larger and larger section of the populace. Yes, though. Yeah. That's how you know you're old.
Okay,
so and I've said Mondays before.
When I saw something like that, LeBron James was my age or something like that, or younger, I was like, holy shit, what did when I do I, with my life?
When I see people LeBron who are James wildly successful and like way younger than me or my age, and I go, right, I fucked up and now I'm old. Wow.
But if you judge yourself, or if you like, if you rank yourself according to how a younger person becomes extremely successful, that's like a small drop in the world population, stuff like that.
You gotta, I could have been that drop.
Yeah.
You know what keeps me going, though, is seeing like the people out there, podcasters, whatever, people in the industry right now that are like quite a bit older than me. I'm like, yeah. I still hope I can get there. And I'll be like the one that said, oh, I started when I was 26.
You can't put yourself in that same race as that, because you gotta run your own race. Oh, well, that's what life is.
You gotta run your own race.
That thing, that phrase never made sense until
the wisdom of Aaron Carter.
It's because my people age differently than regular people. That's just what we do. I always get the, you don't look your, yeah. In black years, I'm 177.
My blood pressure is just,
when I get cut, it's just like sand comes out. Well, that's just how we do. On a lighter note, I'm not seeing any good Roland cosplays.
You got to be the first, bruh.
Bruh.
I see somebody who tried cool? to dress Barack Obama. Is that cool, Macy? Do people still say bruh? Is there, yeah. What's the new slang?
What's the new hotness?
Yeah, wow.
Do they still say new hotness?
No.
Do they go, ooh, kill him? That's still
do you remember Men in Black 2?
Me? No.
Men in Black 2?
Yeah, I used to love the Men in Blacks.
And the Ninja Turtles is and the
oh man, have you ever played the Nintendo, the original one?
I think I did when I was younger, but I don't really remember it.
That video was hilarious. If you haven't seen it, it was because they were terrible at
of course they are
the original, and it was like, it's the most simplistic games now, guys.
But it's actually not.
Is it?
No, it's not, because it's a completely different. It's a different physical interaction scheme. It's two buttons and a shitty D-pad.
So if they gave them an Xbox controller or something like the equivalent,
I think they would do better. Yes. Okay.
They, you know what they did suck at? Punch-Out. When I saw them play that,
I love
they were getting knocked out by Glass Joe. So much so that they had a cut. They had like seven kids. They cut it down to just two kids who made it past Glass Joe. And I was like, that's sad. I know why you guys cut the rest of that.
That video did one thing, and it made me very dislike the girl from Game of Thrones.
Oh, what? You guys are talking about the React.
Yeah.
I've seen some things about her, and I hate seeing them because then it changes my opinion of them while they're in the show, and I don't like knowing they're outside.
That's 100% true.
I will back
both
that.
Of you two. What did you guys see that changed your opinion about a murderous young child on a show?
Well, she's
her
there's
attitude,
been more videos. Go ahead.
Just her all around attitude, and I saw some stuff on Twitter a while back of her like tweeting the airline she was going on and was really mad that she couldn't be in the 18 and older lounge. And she was like tweeting them back and forth publicly, and she just sounded so immature because she's famous.
She's like
she thought that she could be
16?
In this lounge. Yeah, she's 17.
That's fair. She's young.
And she's been pushed into an adult type of situation, is why I think
this is her first like major acting gig.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Does she have a good manager? Because otherwise she's going to do a lot of drugs and not be happy.
She's in another movie, or she's going to be in another movie, and it doesn't look good. So I think it's going to be her first, like, bad
perfect
role. The movie really doesn't look. It's like a mother and daughter who are trying to escape the abusive father, and they hide out in the wilderness or something like that. It
sounds awesome.
But no, yeah, when I'm seeing the video, I didn't pick up anything besides an actress.
I don't know.
Oh, she's an actress. Write off all actresses then?
No, I don't write off all actresses.
Just
she
most.
She just was a young actress. I didn't see anything negative or positive. She didn't know what the Super NES was. The original NES.
Super NES is where
when
it's
they asked them to put the cartridge into there, and they would pick up the machine and like where, and then they would open the flap. Oh. I got it, guys. The flap opens.
They put it in,
they close the flap, and they're like, nothing. And they're like, well, you have one more step. Oh, push it down. Oh, okay. And then they would click it, and it would just like flash black, green, black, green.
I remember that.
And they thought it was loading screens. And they just sit there. It's not working. Oh no! Yeah. I was like, wow, that's how we learned.
Yeah. Back then. We didn't know.
And then
better.
They had to blow the cartridge. They showed them how to do that.
Yeah. Brings back good memories.
Oh, those chillings.
That was the height of gaming.
1996.
Can't blow a CD.
Kurt Cobain had been dead.
Yeah, he had been. So you don't even know who had Kurt been? Cobain.
Yeah, he died in 94.
And that's actually,
learned something new every day. I thought he was still alive.
You're actually better off for not knowing Kurt Cobain.
Oh, yeah. Sir.
Yeah, she is.
Do you know who Kurt Cobain is?
No.
Do you know exactly. what Nirvana is?
Do you know what flannel?
I've heard of it.
Do you know what grunge is? 90s grunge rock.
Oh,
Seattle,
yeah.
up
yeah.
in north, northwest. That's all where grunge.
Flannel shirts tied around your waist.
Yeah,
because you're not
do
wearing them.
But the look of pure disgust on her face when you said flannel around your waist is like, oh god.
You know, but what's sad is in 5 years somebody else will do it, and
it'll
the
be
cool
awesome.
Thing. Yeah.
Oh yeah, because they already brought back the high waisted shorts.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Why would women just do that?
Everyone does
high waisted shorts.
Not that bad.
It gets rid of the booty though.
It makes
does
it really yeah. long.
Yeah, the body just
they're
looks
like
all out
mom,
of proportion.
Yeah, mom
yeah,
they're jean like, shorts.
Looks like moms.
Mom jean shorts. He
and
loves
who
it.
Who doesn't love a mother?
4chan over here loves mothers.
I am a mother lover.
Yeah, everything, all the fashions and stuff like that, they go around.
It
yeah.
all goes
they
around.
They come around in circles.
All comes around in circles.
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
It's sickening when they overprice for stuff that was like really cheap. The stupid watches, what are they?
Stupid watches.
What are the stupid watches that are extremely expensive? But they were like Casio watches back in the day. I swear to you.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
I was going
to
say Casio watches.
No.
Turns out that's not true.
What are they? I don't know.
Timex.
No, they're not Timex. Somebody on the line, because my little cousin wanted one for Christmas.
Rolex.
No.
Folex.
And I was like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll get you one of those.
Fossil.
And you are really digging for the older brands too,
people.
I love my
Fossil watch.
And I was like, yeah, I'll get you their cheap watches. Like, yeah, I used to, you know, you can buy those in grocery stores, which is crazy. And then I went and looked, and I was like, you have got to be kidding me, because a rapper wore this? Now I have to pay $200?
Which rapper wore it?
Lil Wayne, I guess?
That's not, he's not a rapper.
At one point he was.
No.
At one point he was.
Which one? During
I
the
don't know.
Codeine?
All right. It's time to put this thing to bed.
That's fine. I gotta
fuck
go.
Lil Wayne.
I got wow.
On record.
Wow. The views of the Video Game Bang are not reflected by Alexander Bags, everybody.
Wow.
I hope he gets a seizure.
Well,
dies.
Macy,
that's terrible.
Thanks for joining us on this first show, and hopefully it'll be the first of
many
more.
Yes, thank you so much.
We'll see about that.